prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Casual Friday here at Superhuman Radio Network. I'm in the studio with my, you don't know this, but when since I've been publishing the shows in the past, I would say 3 months, I put you down as the host and me down as the co-host on the audio file.
Oh, you do? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I give you first billing because this is really your show. And so I just thought about
last
it.
Last week it was evident that it was my show.
Yes, exactly. When your laptop crapped out, the show was over. So, but interestingly enough, I want to have the intro changed so that the Friday show says that I'm the co-host.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
thank
definitely.
You.
Yeah, so there you go. Welcome back to Casual Friday. This will be a appropriately 2 hour episode of Casual Friday.
Sorry about last week. Yes, oh, I was
Lisa,
frustrated.
You know what? I got to tell you something. There's so many things that I am crazy about this person, but one of the things that I get the craziest about her is that when you get flustered, it's really like you take it really to heart. You're not somebody who just brushes something off and goes, oh, that's okay. You know, let's just, I mean, you were really shaken up last week when you couldn't get your computer to work.
Well, wouldn't you be if you had to do a show and you didn't have a computer?
I even said to you, look, I've had shows crash and burn because a guest like bails out at the last second. I'm calling them and they're like, oh, I can't do this interview now. I had the time wrong and I have to pull the plug on the show. And that's why I said to you, you know, it happens. Don't worry about it. Well, you were like, that was it. Like the world was ending. It was funny.
Well, that's the beauty. We're two different people.
Yes, we are. And I'm glad, too.
So I wanted to thank everybody for the emails and the Facebook posts about things that I could do for my computer.
The most creative was sent by Albert Woody, apparently.
Yes. Albert Woody sent me a video of a guy that says, are you tired of your computer? Is it running slow?
Do you have malware, viruses, this and that on it?
He says, well, this should take care of the problem. And it's a picture of a guy with a big sledgehammer and he starts smashing the computer with his sledgehammer.
So I couldn't see the video. I'm sitting here at the studio at my desk and you're sitting there and I'm listening to that. I'm thinking, oh my God, she's like going to one of those websites where they actually infect your computer. And then I realized it wasn't that at all. It was this guy sounded exactly like those commercials.
He did.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was funny. Yeah. This week when I was looking through the studies that we get, mm-hmm. I found one that really excited me.
Yes.
I've invited the guest on, but...
The author on.
Right? I mean, the author on as a guest.
Yes.
But I was really excited to read about it. And the name of it is Beneficial Bacteria May Protect Breasts from Cancer.
Yeah.
So as I'm reading it, I realized the beneficial bacteria that this new study out of Canada was talking about. It was actually published in the Applied and Environmental Microbiology, a journal of the American Society for Microbiology.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that the bacteria that they're speaking of, there's two different bacteria, one of which is in Thrive.
Yeah, because it's basically the phyla lactobacillus. And so we did include that because it's in breast milk. So here's the interesting thing. So Elisa sends me this study. She's so excited. We're going to publish it today because it was embargoed up until a little while ago. And so she says, you know, women produce these two bacteria in their breasts. This is why women who breastfeed tend to have a much lower probability of cancer than women who never breastfeed. And I said to her, oh my God, you realize that women's breasts make probiotics. I mean, I know I designed the formula, right?
Right.
But it just dawned on me that those are factories for probiotics. It's amazing to me.
The article says, or the study says, that the motivation for the research was the knowledge that breast cancer decreases with breastfeeding. Since human milk contains beneficial bacteria, we wondered if they might be playing a role in lowering the risk of cancer. Or could other bacterial types influence cancer formation in the mammary gland in women who have never lactated? So the other, the lactobacillus and the other one was Streptococcus, was the other beneficial bacteria that they found. And then in the women who had the bad bacteria that caused or
that is linked to a
linked
higher,
to
risk, of
higher
cancer,
risk of cancer, was the Staphylococcus and E. coli.
Right, which we know those are bad.
Mm-hmm.
So the when you were saying this and we were talking about this, I was thinking to myself, you know, breastfeeding is so important. It's a natural function of a woman's body. And it makes perfect sense that a woman who's never breastfed before would have a higher rate of cancer. When you think about men who don't orgasm frequently enough develop prostate cancer. These glands, they not only receive information, but they send information to the body. When you're not using them, things go wrong. I mean, from an evolutionary perspective, this makes perfect sense. Because before modernization and embracing baby formula, which we could talk about this in a second, is nowhere as good as mother's milk. I mean, just stupid, the people who defend baby formula over mother's milk. It's just stupid. But you have to remember, for millions of years, there was no option for formula. Women had to breastfeed. And I would imagine breast cancer was virtually non-existent in those populations. I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until my mother's generation. I got robbed of breastfeeding because formula was introduced and doctors were saying, oh, formula is better than breast milk. Really? I happen to know a person who adopted a child from China, right? The child was very sickly and on the spectrum. The child was overproducing B12. I mean, like, 500-fold higher than the normal levels of B12 in a child. The child had only ever had, and up until she was a couple years old, was still drinking only formula. When they got that child off of the baby formula and onto normal food, the B12 levels stabilized. So here's the moral to the story.
The takeaway.
The takeaway is your body, your gut microbes produce B vitamins. Okay, all the B vitamins that you need are actually produced by the microbes in your gut unless something goes wrong with the microbes in your gut. And the microbes in your gut go wrong when you eat a monoculture diet of something like formula. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this poor child was suffering from a nutritional abnormality because all she had ever had and was never weaned off of appropriately, all she ever ate was this baby formula. And just one type, because that's all that she had texture and taste issues. She wouldn't eat any. So when you know, if you don't think the food you put in your stomach can actually cause diseases, you're very, very wrong.
So one of the lead author says, and this is a quote, besides fighting cancer directly, it might be possible to increase the abundance of beneficial bacteria at the expense of harmful ones through probiotics.
There you go. And probiotics, look what I'm taking. What am I taking? My vitamin C.
Oh, vitamin C. Yeah. I thought you were getting ready to take a probiotic.
No. But really, probiotics are important. And however you can get them, the more you get. But you have to remember that you need prebiotics for them to latch onto and stay in the gut.
And what do you, I know artichoke is a prebiotic.
Artichoke, leeks, onions in general, but also, kimchi,
sauerkraut.
I love the
sauerkraut.
There's a sauerkraut that we get from Trader Joe's. Do I look like Bernie Sanders right now with the way
I'm talking? You're pointing your finger.
There's this sauerkraut I get from Trader Joe's. And so it's a combination of pickled Persian cucumbers and sauerkraut. It is the best sauerkraut I've ever had. And it's raw and all the probiotics in it are active. I got to tell you, you eat that once a day for gut health. Eat that once a day.
What, the sauerkraut?
Yeah. Absolutely. So, there you go. Beneficial bacteria that protects women against breast cancer is manufactured when you breastfeed. So breastfeeding is good for mom as well as the baby.
Yes. And I was... just the lactobacillus when I got up and I looked at the Thrive to see if that's what was in it because I knew there were probiotics in it. I was like, oh my, it's in there.
Now talk about the article that you read the other day in People Magazine real briefly.
I don't usually read People Magazine, but I was getting my hair cut, so and I had to wait for my hairdresser. So I picked up the People Magazine, and in there they talked about how women are breastfeeding men or hiring women to let them breastfeed.
Lactation is a popular thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in my 20s, I lived on the corner of Paradise Road and Flamingo Road, and across the street from me was the Crazy Horse topless place. And so I used to go there in my 20s once in a while. There was a stripper there, a dancer there, who lactated. The guys would pay her mad money, and she would squirt them with the milk from her breasts.
You're joking.
I thought it was the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life. These guys were throwing 10s and 20s at her, and they would squirt, and she would squirt their faces with the milk. I thought that was probably one of the most grotesque sexual things I've ever seen in my life that two people did. I mean, that's just bizarre to me. But apparently it's very popular.
It must be.
Yeah.
But if you can't, there's always Thrive.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You know what? Throw some Thrive on your man's face. Maybe he'll like that.
Really quick, I was Googling stuff about breastfeeding, and this article came up that the title of it is The Case Against Breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And I had to click on it because, like, how is there any case against breastfeeding?
Of course there's not.
And she said that the health benefits, and keep in mind, it is an issue, it's the Atlantic from April 2009. But still, I mean, in 2009.
Well, we've learned a lot more about breast milk in the past 4 or 5 years. So I'll give them that. But still, the absurdity and the implications that somehow you can get a baby formula to do what breast milk does is it's lost in just one specific thing that I can say. That breast milk is custom designed for your child based on your environment and your genetics. How could anything compare to that? Anything. I mean, what are they looking at? Oh, well, the amount of protein and fats and no, there's magic in breast milk that you can't extrapolate out scientifically because breast milk is custom designed for the child, the child's needs, the child's environment. It's made just for that child. Just from that standpoint alone, this person is an idiot.
Well, she's quoting an article out of the Journal of the American Medical Association from a 2001 journal.
Okay.
First of all.
Goes even older, right.
And she said the conclusion was that there are inconsistent associations among breastfeeding, its duration, and the risk of being overweight in young children.
But that, forget that. Forget that, the overweight part, because the overweight part starts in the womb. We're learning that now, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay? So it's not the breast milk that's going to make the child lean. But more importantly, breast milk is free. So who do you think is going to publish a study like this saying that, you know what? If breast milk and formula are heads up the same thing.
Breast milk is
breast
free.
Breast milk wins. It's free.
You know, and
imagine if you didn't need diapers and breast milk, how much money you'd save raising children.
Well, I was just getting ready to say that a few minutes ago when you said that you didn't get to breast, your mother didn't breastfeed you.
Yes.
You didn't get to breastfeed.
I didn't get the boobie. I didn't get the boobie.
We didn't have a lot of money when I was growing up, so I actually breastfed, which is a great thing looking back on it now.
Now, during your mother's time, she may have felt ostracized or embarrassed because all her friends were buying the newfangled formula that ended up leading to all sorts of allergies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But you're fortunate. I didn't have that. My parents were, oh, well, that's the new thing. And Dr. So-and-so said, don't breastfeed, use formula. Dr. So-and-so is an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a Dr. So-and-so in our past. anyway. We can go ahead and take our break now and come back and talk about skipping breakfast.
Okay, so according to this article, if you skip breakfast, it's going to make you fat.
Okay. Okay, I'll wait to hear it. Stay tuned.
properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit Anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back.
I just wanted to mention that our new distributor in over in the UK and in Europe, Predator Nutrition, officially has Thrive.
And they have a discount code, right?
It's available for shipping, and it's the discount code is Thrive20 in all Thrive is in all capital letters.
So it's THRIV20 all caps to save 20% off, and they didn't mark the product up very high. So it's not like as though they started out at a really, really high price and the 20% just get, I mean, it's a legitimately good deal. You know, people in the UK need to understand something. Predator has to incur the shipping from the United States to the UK. And then now we have all sorts of currency exchange rates flip-flopping around. So, you know, Reggie Joelle said to me, it's definitely going to be cheaper for them to buy it from me than from you and pay for the shipping because they'll be paying for the product with me. So it's a better deal. He said, but, you know, people need to be realistic that it's not a cheap product. This is not an inexpensive product. But if your health and your gains in the gym are important to you, then, you know, if you're saving a few bucks on a product that in 2 or 3 months is going to be added to a label claims lawsuit, what are you really buying? You know,
exactly.
I tell you unabashedly, there is no better protein supplement in the world today than Thrive because it is built around human breast milk. And by the way, I get an average of 6 or 7 studies a day from PubMed on breast milk. There are more and more food products that are looking at breast milk for advice on how to structure their products. And to speak to that 2001/2009, you know, we talked about this about 5 years ago on the show. Mothers with AIDS who breastfeed their babies, the oligosaccharides create a film that sequesters the AIDS virus and keeps the baby from absorbing it. That's why babies who are breastfed by mothers with AIDS don't get AIDS. So to say that this amazing food, the only thing made to be food in nature, is the same as it has thin health benefits at best, it just shows agenda-driven ignorance, purposeful ignorance of the product. Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, so you want to talk about how you can have 2 breakfasts?
Yes, I want 2 breakfasts, actually. I could eat 2 breakfasts, but I'd just be fat.
Researchers from Yale and the University of Connecticut followed 600 middle school students as they progressed from the 5th to the 7th grade, noting their weight and if they had breakfast, 0 breakfast, or if they had it at home or at school, or if they had it in both places.
Okay, so self-reporting, first of all, weak gravity to the study. Self-reporting in children, weaker gravity to the study.
Well, and how does that translate to adults? How does this study translate
to adults?
It doesn't,
and that's a good point. So as soon as you read the study to me, you said to me, this guy's looking at 5th graders. That doesn't, it's not the same thing in adults, and you're absolutely right. A 5th grader is growing. Their metabolism is different.
Exactly.
They need more calories,
they
most
have,
likely.
You know, different hormones, different everything.
Different everything. But more importantly, self-reporting. Folks, we know, we've talked about this for years. When a study depends on self-reporting, and you're going over the course of a year or two, people underreport what they believe is bad behavior and overreport what they believe is good behavior, and quite often fabricate stuff because they just can't remember. So right there, I lose a lot of hope that the study is accurate. Go ahead.
Anyway, they found that weight gain among second breakfast eaters was no different from the average gain seen among all students.
Okay, so got a lot of questions here. How much time is between first breakfast and second breakfast?
Well, if they eat breakfast at home and then they go to school and eat breakfast
that could
again.
Be an hour and a half later that they get their second breakfast. That's not breakfast anymore. You see, that's the other thing. It's misleading. Eating two breakfasts in the morning is, to me, I don't know about you, but means to me, I sit down with 2 Grand Slam breakfasts at the egg and waffle house, and I eat them both in one sitting. That's 2 breakfasts. If I'm eating a breakfast at home, and then an hour and a half later, after the school bus dropped me off at school, I walk into the lunchroom and I have a second breakfast. That's not breakfast anymore. That's a snack in between lunch.
Kids who didn't eat breakfast or ate it only sometimes were twice as likely to be overweight or obese as double breakfast eaters.
So kids who didn't eat breakfast at all,
right,
were more likely to be overweight or obese than second breakfast eaters.
Yes.
And again, it's not a second breakfast. This is not a good study.
It should be noted that about 1 in 10 kids in the study ate 2 breakfasts.
And what this really shows is that meal frequency establishes stable blood sugar. This study should have been called having a snack between breakfast and lunch causes stable blood sugar levels that lead to leaner children. But instead, because they want to because parents would read that and go, oh, great, now I have to pack a snack for my child too, or I'm not a good parent. But instead, they pander to people who want to be big fat slobs, and they want to eat 2 Grand Slam breakfasts in the morning at the Egg Hut and be just, oh, well, this is going to make me thinner. I just read a study.
The researchers have theories that people who skip breakfast or any meal might overeat later in the day, and that being overweight to begin with could lead a person to pass on breakfast to save calories.
You know, there probably is some truth to that in an insulin-resistant person, right? A person who's metabolically flexible can fast for 16 hours and not feel like they have to devour everything in front of them. They can have a small meal and they're satisfied. So there is some truth to that. And also, we're talking about children here. Their metabolism, they're a stem cell party. They're wanting to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So their body is in high gear. They need more calories to begin with.
And she said that this could be the person who wrote this said that it could be, it makes sense in theory for adults as
well. And it
well.
Does not. The fact that she even says that shows that she's biased about her research. A fifth grader and an 18-year-old? Absolutely not.
I know.
Are you
it's
kidding
ridiculous.
Me?
Ridiculous.
But again, this is not 2 breakfasts, folks. This is a snack in between breakfast and lunch.
Well, I certainly hope they're not eating peanut butter as their part of their meal.
Why?
Or peanuts.
Why?
Well, I actually have an article here about a woman who kissed her boyfriend and then died because he had just eaten a peanut butter sandwich.
So he didn't know she was allergic to peanuts?
No, evidently they had just started dating. They'd gone to a party. He left the party earlier, and then she came back to his place later, which shouldn't have done if they just started dating.
Not on the first date. Yeah, there you go. Right.
But he had eaten a piece of toast with peanut butter on it, didn't know to tell her, didn't know she was allergic.
And then they started making out.
And she died. She didn't get to, she couldn't breathe.
Yeah, anaphylactic shock. But no one saw it. The lips swell up first. I mean, you know, Benadryl, something. There's a lot, you know, things they could have done.
Said that the paramedics arrived within minutes, but were too late.
Yeah, 130 minutes, within minutes.
And we've talked about.
That's sad.
We've talked about the peanut allergies before. I mean, if you're flying on an airplane and there's someone there with a peanut allergy, they won't give out peanuts.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous how it affects. I mean, it's awful.
Sad.
It is sad.
And so, but a word to those of you that are still single and dating. If you have a peanut allergy, you need to mention it like right up front. Hi, my name is Brenda. I have a peanut allergy. How you doing? I don't want to kiss you after you eat a peanut butter a jelly sandwich and die.
So is it really from the peanuts or is it the mold?
Oh, there's a lot of theories. There's even one theory out there that's, you know, peanut protein used to be used as an adjuvant in certain vaccines when you and I were growing up.
Uh-huh.
And there was one doctor who published a study that was a meta-analysis who hypothesized in the study that the increase in peanut allergy is related to peanut protein being used in vaccines back in the day and that we've developed antibodies to the peanuts now. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, why are some people allergic to, you know, it could be the mold. My daughter, Taylor, sitting at the table one day, we had bought strawberries and made strawberry shortcake. Some of the strawberries had the mold on it, but I washed it off and cleaned them up and served them. And I'll never forget it. I'm sitting right across from her. We're eating our dessert. And all of a sudden, I look at her. Her face is red and blotchy, and her lips look like they were getting round like a frog's lips.
What'd you do?
I said, she was young. I said, Taylor, are you okay? And she goes, I'm having a hard time breathing. She was like that. Oh my God. I grabbed her, threw her in the car and drove her right to the hospital. And they had to give her a shot of epinephrine. She was going into anaphylactic shock. So at that point in time, they said she's probably allergic to strawberries. And I said, probably not. It was probably the mold on the strawberries. So she's eaten strawberries since then and not gotten sick. But when that happened, she had friends who had horses. And because of the mold in the hay, Anytime she would go to one of her friend's house that had horses that lived on a farm, I would send Benadryl. I would give her two Benadryl before she went, which was terrible because the poor kid got groggy on it. But I knew if she's, I worked on the racetrack, that those hay bales and stuff, they develop a lot of mold.
Well, she, did she have, an EpiPen to carry with her?
No, we didn't have an EpiPen, but we just gave her Benadryl. So if you give, if you take Benadryl before, then you don't get the allergic reaction.
Hmm.
So that's what we did.
So in this article, it talks about, a couple who had their son with them that had a peanut allergy, and they got kicked off of the airplane because of
because everybody
allergy.
Wanted to eat their peanuts. everybody, we're not going to be able to serve peanuts because this kid here has an allergy, and everybody was like, well, just kick him off. We want our peanuts. I paid $470 to sit next to this guy who's bleeding into my seat. I want peanuts. So anyway, we have to take a break. We're making up for last week's show. I'm being very animated. You notice that?
You are.
I'm working hard today. I'm doing my job. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
You know what this song reminds me of? Rowan and Martin's Laughing. Do you remember Laughing?
It kind of reminds me of something that you would have heard on Mad Men.
Yeah. Well, from that era, for sure. We have to wish a longtime listener a happy 40th birthday today, Scott Tavener.
Oh, happy birthday, Scott.
Who lives in the UK, where they just voted to exit.
Brexit. The EU. Brexit. Yeah.
I don't know whether it's good or bad. I'm trying to stay out of that. All I know is that Scott has been a longtime listener. We've shared emails together. Great guy. And thank you for listening for so long. Happy birthday. Happy 40th. You're still a puppy. You got a lot to go. Don't worry about a thing.
So, do you shop at Whole Foods?
You know I do.
Well, evidently.
Whenever I want to feel like
You're getting robbed?
I'm getting robbed, but I don't really want to put myself in harm's way. I just go to Whole Foods and buy some stuff.
The U.S. food safety regulators have warned Whole Foods Market that inspections of their grocer, they have a central area in Massachusetts where they make their prepackaged foods, and then they send them around the country.
Oh, cool. So like the stuff that like the salad that's in the mm-hmm. in the hummus yeah. and all that sort of stuff.
They're prepackaged foods.
Yeah.
Their plant turned up violations that could result in food being contaminated with filth or rendered injurious to health.
What is contaminated with filth mean specifically? Like, what is filth? Is filth like grime from the floor? Is it boogers from the guy who's packing the thing? That's such a broad amorphous word that kind of doesn't mean anything. It could, I mean, it sounds almost like they didn't know how to make it sound bad enough, so they just said filth.
Well, one of the on the list of violations, it said your firm failed to manufacture, package, and store foods under conditions and controls necessary to minimize the potential for growth of microorganisms and contamination.
Wow.
On February 10th, so this is just coming out too, it said, you were mixing ready-to-eat pasta directly under an area in the assembly room where condensate from sealing joints was dripping onto the surface below.
Oh, my God. Now, that's gross. Okay, that's filth. I get it.
You were storing an uncovered rack of ready-to-eat mushroom quesadillas in the same area. Your employee transported uncovered, ready-to-eat vegetables through a doorway into the prepped veggie cooler. A significant amount of condensate had formed above the doorway and dropped onto the surface below.
Oh, that's gross.
And it goes on and on about a lot of the food was dripping, and the condensate was dripping into the food.
So did they find Whole Foods? Or they just give them a warning letter to like straighten these things out?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I know they sent this warning letter.
I don't think that we don't buy much of that. I mean, I know we buy hummus from them. That's about it, right? Or is that even their hummus?
That is theirs because that's the only one that doesn't have canola oil in it.
It doesn't have canola oil in it, but it has the drippings from from the evaporative cooler unit that runs overhead. So
your employees' unprotected upper sleeves were frequently touching ready-to-eat leafy salads as the leafy greens were being packaged into retail packs.
Ooh.
I mean, it just goes on and on. This list is really long, so we can't go through the whole thing.
So just don't buy stuff that Whole Foods makes and puts in their refrigerator case that, you know, you pick up the pre-sliced pineapple. And just don't buy any of that stuff. That's it.
Right. Well, they're so expensive there, too. It's like you...
Well, that they charge more because of the secret sauce. Now the secret's out. Secret sauce is. That's what it is.
So...
This is a fascinating
speaking
story.
Speaking of secrets, people are stealing things. Do you know what they're stealing?
They're stealing your heart. What?
Beehives.
Seriously? That sounds like a very, very dangerous job. I mean, like, okay, we could steal jewelry that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars and probably get away with it. Or we can steal beehives where the bees will most likely sting the crap out of us while we're stealing the beehives.
California beekeepers have reported unprecedented levels of high theft in recent months. And so I think this is a little bit older. This is older.
June 2016.
Okay.
Yeah, June 15th, actually, this came out.
All right. So the state's hundreds of thousands of acres of almond orchards, which produces 80% of the world's almonds.
Which, by the way, almonds is one of the thirstiest crops in the world. Requires more water than any other crop out there by fivefold. And it's in a state where they're running out of water. And
it never rains.
And we're going to talk about, it never rains in Southern California, but don't they warn you? no, wait a minute. I just want to make a segue here. At the top of the hour, we're going to address Arnold Schwarzenegger coming out and saying people need to be vegans and vegetarians to stop eating meat, right?
Right.
See, so California is where they grow all the almonds. They have no water, and they're growing a crop that requires five times more water than any other crop on the planet. Isn't there something stupid about that? Isn't that like complete dumbness? Don't you say, wait a minute, maybe we should grow almonds somewhere else where they have an abundance of water.
Okay, but this all ties in because there's no bees because the bees are dying off from the neonicotinoids
right.
that they're spraying on all the crops.
Right.
So we have no bees. So they have to import beehives
into California
yeah. to pollinate the almonds
right.
so that they'll grow. And
right.
people are stealing the hives because they are so precious, because there's not enough bees to go around.
Could you imagine?
And why are there not enough bees to go around?
Because of Monsanto.
Because of the neonicotinoids.
Yeah, because of Monsanto, because of Dow, because of all these companies that make these poisons that everybody embraces and says is great for us. And I want you to keep this in mind because I'm going to bring this back up at the top of the hour, this whole discussion. Okay. So, they're stealing beehives. What are they doing with the beehives? Are they like bringing them to pawn shops?
Average hive rental prices have hit $200, up from $130 to $210 in 2010.
A day, average hive? They're paying $200 a day to rent a hive? Holy crap.
Hives were stolen. So that represents $100,000 in losses for a beekeeper.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. The idea that they're even stealing beehives to me. You know what? People may think that this is funny, but this is evidence of a systemic problem that is going to explode in our faces in another 10 years. It's going to explode. And you know what? We'll be praying for global warming to wipe us off the planet very shortly. But it's not going to happen because we're going to wipe ourselves off the planet because of stupidity like this. The idea that we're growing almonds and importing bees to a place to grow that we shouldn't be growing almonds in the first place. This is just stupidness. I mean, I can't get over it. But let's not forget. It's animals. The production and raising of animals that's destroying the planet. Let's stay with that. That's the top of the next hour. You're not going to want to miss that. All right. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
The smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever
or dime for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Are you doing reps with the weight of the world?
Some days I feel like it. I do. Welcome back. I'm revved up.
Yes, you are. So I want to talk about water weight.
Okay.
Women, I think, experience that more than men.
Yeah, to some degree. Yeah, there is a hormonal factor, but it's not what people think. Everybody thinks estrogen, high estrogen, leads to water weight, and that's not the case at all.
Then what is it?
It's the ratio of estrogen to progesterone that affects aldosterone, which is the aldosterone, an antidiuretic hormone in the kidneys.
And is that why women get kind of bloated stomachs from water weight?
Depending on their cycle. So when progesterone and estrogen start to change ratios, antidiuretic hormone and aldosterone kind of go haywire. There's probably a biological need for the water. Okay. So, you know, people think it's this nuisance. No, chances are there's a reason your body does this, and it's actually beneficial for some process.
Water weight is defined, it's extra water that's around the tissues, joints, and body cavities and between the cells.
Yeah. I mean, you see,
it can make you even 5 to 10 pounds heavier.
That's nothing. A gallon of water weighs 8 pounds. You could put a gallon of water underneath the skin in your body, like, boom, no problem
and
at all.
And what about creatine?
That pulls water into the muscle.
So then it makes you seem
heavier,
like you're holding.
But that's different. So the water weight in muscle stays in muscle. But the water weight that's in body cavities and subcutaneous, it moves around. That's why when a woman is at that time where she's holding water and she stands all day, she gets home and she goes, my God, my ankles are so swollen. Well, gravity's pulling the fluid underneath the skin down.
Okay, so too much sodium causes water weight?
Not true. Improper sodium to potassium and magnesium ratios is what can affect water retention. It's not too much sodium, because we know people that are athletes that are eating 6,000 and 7,000 milligrams a day of sodium, and they're not holding water. So it's not just sodium, and that goes through the whole sodium equals high blood pressure myth that's been dispelled now for the past few years.
Right, and so like this morning I got in the sauna and I really was really sweating a lot.
That can actually have a boomerang effect, right?
Okay.
If the body wants fluid for some reason, and usually fluid retention is associated to a greater degree with edema, okay, inflammation. If the body wants fluid and you put it into a situation where you literally force it to sweat out, and by the way, guess what it sweats out like 1,000% more than anything else? Sodium.
Sodium.
Right. So there's the whole flaw in that theory. If you force the body to do that, sometimes the body will compensate by going, okay, I'm not giving you any more fluid. You're not going to pee today. And then you end up at the middle of the night with swollen ankles. You think, how could that be? I've been in the sauna 3 days in a row. How could I be holding water? Well, sometimes it's a response to the excessive forcing of your body to sweat. It goes, uh-uh.
Well, that's not happening to me.
Ain't going to happen to me either.
Eating too much pasta and bread and basically carbohydrates, that's...
Carbohydrates attract fluid. And so this is true to a certain degree. If you have a high carb diet, you're probably going to hold more water because you can hold more water because of the fact that the word carbohydrate, the hydrate portion, means water.
It says here 1 gram of carbs tends to store 3 to 4 grams of water.
Makes sense. So if you're high carb, and that's why when people go on a ketogenic diet, they lose 8 pounds in the first 2 days. They're like, oh my God. I lost 8 pounds in 2 days. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not fat. It's just water.
So here, not drinking enough water causes your body to hold on to water.
And why? Think about it. So if you don't drink enough water, the body thinks, oh, my God, our environment is scarce of water. So let's adjust aldosterone and antidiuretic hormones so that we retain as much as possible because we need water for functional fluid for the body. Mm-hmm. So if you're not drinking enough water, the body goes, we don't get a lot of water. We better hold on to it whenever we can.
Hormones affect how the kidneys function and how much fluid your body retains.
That's what I just said, aldosterone and antidiuretic hormone.
And you said something earlier about inflammation. So if you're taking like white willow bark,
it takes a few days, but yes.
It will help get rid of the inflammation, therefore less water retention.
Okay, so the problem with this is people go, well, I took that quote unquote anti-inflammatory herb and it didn't work. So inflammation has a variety of pathways. It's not just cyclooxygenase, okay? There's lots of inflammatory molecules in the body. So you have to take a variety of different anti-inflammatory things like fish oil, white willow bark, maybe some curcumin, maybe some ginger extract. If you take all these different things, and not in stupid high doses, but just enough, and you, over the course of days, you start to suppress this over-responsive inflammation, you'll lose weight. You didn't change anything. Oh, I lost 4 pounds. I don't understand how. Well, because as you suppress inflammation, edema, which is the swelling associated with inflammation, edema is suppressed, and the body goes, oh, we don't need all this fluid after all. So, yes, if you address inflammation, you could lose 6-7 pounds overnight.
It says here, people who take medication for high blood pressure notice an increase in water weight gain.
And why is that? Because so these are ACE inhibitors, right? angiotensin converting enzyme is produced by the kidneys. Anytime you start messing with the hormones that the kidneys produce, which they like to be in ratios. So if you fool with this one, all these kind of go, oh, we need to follow suit. So when you start taking ACE inhibitors, what you'll find out is that antidiuretic hormone starts to increase too. So what do doctors give their patients who are on blood pressure medication for a while, and they go, you know, your blood pressure came down, but just not far enough. What do they give them?
Water pills?
Yes. They give them water pills. They go, oh, you know what? You're going to have to start taking a water pill.
So doctors give women water pills also that are on hormones?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Only if they're holding water. But see, doctors do that without examining why are you holding water. Is it hormonal? Or is it inflammatory? Or is it something else?
Mm-hmm.
You talked about something on Casual Friday a long time ago that when you sit in the bathtub, if your skin doesn't prune, it could be evidence of a neurological disorder.
Mm-hmm.
The nerves in the nerves in the body play a role in telling the body, hey, we have too much fluid down here, take it upstream, and then the lymphatic system moves stuff along. So you could be holding water because your nervous system is not functioning properly. I mean, there's a lot of reasons you hold water, and just going, oh, you know, it's hormones or something, that's not always the case.
Well, and then birth control pills, you have to think about that as well.
Yeah, but those are a necessity. I mean, women who are trying to avoid a pregnancy have no choice, so they have to find a way to counteract the water retentive effects of birth control pills, and that's when a water pill or something that you're going to talk about in a little while may actually be beneficial to them.
Right. So it says here that exercising daily can help get rid of...
Yes. Because why? But think about it. So the muscles act like local pumping systems. Water gets caught underneath the tissue. The muscle is beneath that. Mm-hmm. When your muscles are working, they're aspirating and irrigating the area. They're forcing fluid to move. Like when I don't do cardio for long periods of time, I have an ankle that gets swollen really easy because I have some neurological damage in the ankle from this whole lumbar spine, blah, blah, blah. But when I do cardio regularly, I wake up in the morning, that ankle is as skinny as the left. And that's because the muscles act as active pumping systems. They pump the fluid out of the area more efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
So,
avoiding carbs and salty foods.
Well, I agree with the carbs part. But if you're going to eat salt, just make sure you're getting an equal amount of an appropriate amount of potassium. If you're getting 2,000 milligrams of sodium, you should be getting about 4,000 milligrams of potassium a day.
It says here that juices and cleanses can pack on the water weight.
Well, this whole cleanse thing is, I'm so tired of cleanses and detoxes that I'm ready to write an article and lambasting the entire industry that focuses on that. Because it's all complete hogwash.
If you're consuming just juice for long periods of time, your lymphatic system weakens and can't keep up with the fluid balance. And all that liquid waste ends up hanging out between your cells.
That makes no sense whatsoever. Think about it. So on one hand, we're saying drinking more water actually can make you give up water. On the other hand, they're saying drinking this particular smoothie fluid is going to make... It's not that. It's the sugar in most of these smoothies that's probably contributing to the water retention.
Making sure you get enough protein.
There you go. A protein acts as a diuretic. It'll get fluid out of your body.
Arnold, are you listening?
Yeah, we're going to address him later. But something important when it comes to water retention, it does not change overnight. If you start taking a supplement or you start doing something to help you remove water from your body, and the next day you get on the scale and you go, oh my God, it takes days, like the tide, for whatever you're doing to change the water content of your body. And that's actually a good thing, because if you could take a pill and flush out 8 pounds of water, your body would go into a really, really dangerous place.
What about magnesium?
Getting magnesium in your diet, getting all the electrolytes in your diet are very important.
It says here 200 grams of magnesium a day can help with water weight retention.
Well, and again, it goes back to what I said. These minerals have
you
to be taken in balances.
Potassium.
Yeah. Potassium, magnesium, calcium, phosphorus, what's the other one? Chloride. I mean, all of these things. You know, we act like, oh, well, let's just do this one thing. It's going to get rid of water weight. No.
Okay, so speaking of water weight, dandelion root has been known to be a diuretic.
Very effective diuretic.
Very effective diuretic. Right. As a matter of fact, I think a lot of competitors use dandelion root tea and or the capsules prior to competitions.
Yes,
is
absolutely.
That correct?
Yes. It takes time for it to work, like all diuretics. I mean, even if you take spironolactone, it doesn't. You don't pee all day the next day, and all you, it takes days for that stuff to work.
So, but the dandelion root has some other benefits also. It's been known to be a digestive aid.
Hmm. We could all use that.
It helps the kidneys clear out waste.
Mm-hmm.
It improves liver function.
Mm-hmm.
It's an antioxidant. Says animal studies show that dandelion helps regulate blood sugar and insulin levels.
That's impressive.
It increases urination, which then lowers blood pressure.
I don't buy that one. It can, if blood volume and hemodynamics is the reason for your blood pressure problem. But if the blood pressure problem is caused by severe vasoconstriction, it may not lower your blood pressure.
Dandelion root increases bile production and reduces inflammation to help with gallbladder problems.
That's interesting.
It contains essential fatty acids, antioxidants, and phytonutrients that reduce inflammation throughout the body.
Bingo. There's another reason it's effective.
And it also boosts the immune function.
That's good.
So interestingly, dandelion root, the name of it is an extract of taraxacum, T-A-R-A-X-A-C-U-M.
Right.
And there was a supplement on the market that bodybuilders used to take that was taraxatone.
Tone, right.
That was a
very
diuretic,
popular.
And it was very popular.
And really, like it was 80% dandelion root and then 20% some other things that was supposed to be very effective.
But I think they took it off the market.
Of course, there was something in it that was no good. I forget what it was. But you can't get it anymore. But yeah, just take you could buy dandelion root at Vitacost. It's cheap, right?
Uh-huh. It is cheap.
Yeah.
You can get it, you know, at any supplement store or dandelion tea. Because a lot of times when we travel, if we fly, I'll take the dandelion root tea in case, you know, if you fly a long distance, you're sitting a long time. If you're holding water, mm-hmm. I'll just drink some dandelion root tea.
So my grandfather, we didn't have a lot of lawns in Brooklyn, obviously, but along the, like thoroughfares, you know, not necessarily highways, but some of the busier roads where they had islands separating two lanes of traffic, you would always see dandelions growing wild. Have you ever seen that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
And my grandfather used to go along some of these roads with a paper bag, and he would pick entire dandelion plants and bring them home, and my grandmother used to make them.
I hope nobody peed on them.
No, I mean...
Like the dogs and...
Well, they probably did. They did. I mean, we're talking about back in the 60s. But my point is, my grandmother used to make dandelion the way you make spinach. You know, they would boil it or they would chop it up and put it in salads. So I don't know. I don't think they did it because they were trying to take advantage of the diuretic effect. But
so I'm looking at a study here talking about that dandelion root has been used even before. There's a book that was written by a woman in the 1700s, Elizabeth Blackwell's Curious Herbal. It was written in 1734. And dandelion leaf itself was used as a diuretic before that.
So they knew that when you used it, it made you pee a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Really, really cool. So there you go. Everything you want to know about water weight, but was afraid to ask. We're going to take a break. At the top of the hour, we're going to come back and talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger's announcement that he's going vegan and thinks you should too.
Getting rid of water weight will be my next during the break.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Oh, you're going to go get rid of some water weight right now? Right.
No, I'm teasing.
That's kind of cute. All right. Listen, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Vitalform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com.
Iron Mag Labs. .com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
This is the Superhuman Channel.
I barely made it back in time. Oh, God. Hold on a second. I'm sorry about that. I have to do something here.
At least it's a good song.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just messed up. So I went to get some osteo broth in between the break. And I'm coming back. And Elisa's like, we're back. Well, I'm just going to have to forget about that other tape. I do two tapes of every show. One of them is a backup. And so I had to. I actually taped over the other one just now, so we'll just forget about that. Anyway, okay, so welcome back.
So we're going to talk about Arnold.
Yes, we're going to talk about Arnold. Let me get the, like I said, I'm ill prepared. I had to go get my bone broth. I try to drink bone broth every single day now. It really is very good for you. And now that I can just make hot water and it's ready.
It's really good, that osteo broth. Yeah. I enjoy that.
So, a video went around the internet with Arnold Schwarzenegger and James Cameron, the famous movie producer and director.
Titanic.
Yeah. Asking people to become vegans, vegetarians, that meat is destroying the planet. The production of meat is destroying the planet.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, please.
Why is it that celebrities know best?
I know, right? That is kind of funny.
They're famous and they have a platform. They think that we should follow what they say.
No, because they get enlisted. You and I learned this about King Henry VIII. He enlisted the people that were doing the plays back then to promote certain political
agendas.
So Hollywood, in essence, has been doing this forever. They are enlisted by politicians to drive certain agendas home to the masses because they know the average person will look at Arnold Schwarzenegger and go, oh, God, he's Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm going to do that, too. Like, there's no consideration for the fact that Arnold Schwarzenegger may have amassed a certain amount of success. But at the end of the day, he wipes his butt just like you. He makes stupid decisions. He obviously knocked up his maid or whatever she was and, you know, ended up with a divorce on his hands. I mean, he's clearly human and fallible. So the fact that he promotes this vegan agenda and people don't even question why.
Well,
that's the thing that is shocking to me.
Well, and just to get off track just for a second here, remember a few weeks ago we talked about that new study that came out that talked about the rising obesity rates of teens, and it's directly correlated with all of the celebrities that are
promoting
Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, I mean, and they're not promoting anything healthy.
Yeah, and so people don't even question on why. And so I decided to do some research. I did this once before. I often saw a quote that it takes 1,800 to 2,400 gallons of water to produce a single pound of beef. And I thought to myself, you know, I worked with horses when I was a young guy. I've worked with large animals. I thought that was really a lot. I mean, we're talking about a 12 to 1,400 pound animal that yields, out of a 1,400 pound cow, you'll yield about 850 pounds of saleable meat. And I was thinking, holy crap, how can these farmers afford to produce cows with that kind of an investment just in water alone? So I started digging around to find where that number came from. Now, keep in mind, and I'm going to talk about PETA here, because I want to be fair, and I want to get my information from someone or some organization that appears to be a leader in why it's hard on the planet and bad for us to keep raising animals, right? And PETA is definitely the standard. So I notice a common thread in a lot of these websites that talk about how animal protein is destroying the planet. They never cite any credible studies, any research. They don't even cite where they read the quote. So you can kind of go back and see, well, they read it here. Well, they read it here. There's no source of anything that they say. It's just supposed to be taken because of the authority that they have, that it's the truth. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So, PETA promotes this, the six reasons why animal protein is bad for the planet. Okay. Bad for people, bad for the planet. Which, by the way, Alex Leaf made a great analogy the other day on Facebook, telling people not to eat beef because of its environmental impact is tantamount to telling people to breathe less because of air quality.
That is a really good analogy.
Right? Okay. But that's a totally different angle. So raising animals for meat wastes water. Okay?
Okay.
So this goes back to the article I wrote. And the reality is that if you're not talking about the corn, the soy, and the grains that they feed cows in their last
3 weeks,
four to six months, four to six months. If you're not talking about that, all cows, every cow, I'm doing Bernie Sanders again, is raised on grass up until that 4 month period before they're processed. 6 months after.
Interesting.
Everyone. Right? No one is watering this grass. So I'm going to read this, okay? The idea that PETA is promoting that it takes 2,400 gallons of water to produce just 1 pound of beef. That's a whole lot of water being wasted, they say, on their website. But this is a blatant lie and has been repeated so often that it's taken on a life of its own. I discuss it in depth in a blog post that I wrote. According to Explorer Beef Organization's Modern Beef Production Fact Sheet, this is an organization that teaches farmers how to raise beef. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. They say, the fact sheet shows that a cow is raised for 22 months to reach its top weight of 1,400 pounds before being processed. The cow will yield 64% of its on-the-hoof weight in what is considered retail beef. This puts the edible beef of a 1,400-pound cow right at about 896 pounds. The total water consumption over the life of a cow is 4,684 gallons. I got this from a paper from Rutgers University, by the way. And I have all the sources in the blog post, too. Every single source. Everything I did, all the I went and gathered the numbers first, and then I did the math. By the way, when you Google stuff like is raising beef destroying the planet, you end up at websites that are driven by vegetarian agendas, but they have very innocuous names like the nutritionalstandardsfoundation.org. You know what I mean? But uh-huh. when you really look into them, you find out that they're all about vegan and vegetarian agendas and anti-beef. And that's why I went to PETA, because they don't make any bones about it. They know, we know they're anti-beef.
Well, and yesterday in one of the threads that we were responding to, I think Carmela posted it, someone who used to listen to our show said that you had an agenda and that you only promoted your philosophy.
But here's my philosophy. Here's the thing, okay? Let me tell you my philosophy. You should eat lots of vegetables with your animal protein. I don't say, oh, don't eat vegetables.
I know.
So this notion that, oh, don't eat meat, it's just stupid. I'm sorry.
But so if I can finish, this person who was saying that you only promote your philosophies evidently didn't listen to the Proteinaholic show because you were very fair and balanced with that show.
The guy even said that he and I agree on 90% of the 10% that we don't agree on.
Right.
I mean, I agree that people should be eating a lot more vegetables, but that's also a slippery slope we have to address.
The neonicotinoids?
Well, no, but the chemicals. So hold on a second. Hold on. So I go on to say 4,684 gallons of water in the life of a cow. If you divide the total gallons of water consumed over 22 months life of the cow, we're right at 5.22 gallons of water per pound of edible beef. Not 2,400. So
how much? Say that again.
5.22 gallons
of water per pound of edible beef.
Now this is where the vegetarian agenda goes. Yeah, but look at how much water it takes to raise the crops that these cows eat. Now this is a double-edged sword that vegetarians don't even hear as they're saying. So wait a minute. You're telling me that raising vegetation, whether it's for humans or for cattle, takes a lot of water. That's what you're saying here. But let's put that aside for a second. You don't have to feed cows corn, grain, and soy. In fact, you can finish a cow on grass, but they won't be as heavy. They won't reach 1,400 pounds. They may only reach 1,000 pounds. And farmers go, oh man, I need more money. I need some way to fatten this cow up. And the way to do it is corn, grain, and soy. So, unlike the vegetarian agenda, and unlike Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's clearly a sellout here. In fact, Trina Phillips sent me a link that shows that he and James Cameron are part of a movement in China. China's trying to get their population to eat less beef. That's never going to happen because they love their beef, right?
Didn't her, the publication that she sent you, they want them to eat between 40 and 70 grams of protein and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, China's in trouble. That country's a mess. But that's, what they do plays no role in what we do. But so, if you raise cows on grass, only grass, then there is actually more grazing land in the United States that's unused than there is existing farmland to grow crops.
And you're talking because of the hills and
yes, because dells, farmers are not going to grow corn on a hill. But a cow will walk up a hill and eat the grass. So according to the Bureau of Land Management, 28% of all the land in the United States is classified as grazing land. Only 18% of all the land in the United States is considered arable land to grow crops on. How much of the 28% of land, it's over 500 million acres, how much of the 28% of land do you really think cows are grazing on right now?
Probably minuscule.
30%. 70% of the land is unused for grazing, and it could be. But that's because CAFOs rather put all their animals in one big area and feed them corn and grain and fatten them up for the last 4 to 6 months of their lives. So what I say is, don't do away with beef. Do away with these confined feedlot companies.
Okay, so just one question, being a farmer's daughter, what do you do in the wintertime when there's no grass?
What do they do now? I guess they feed them.
Well, you can dry.
You can bring in hay. You can feed them stuff if you have to.
Well, I mean,
it doesn't have to be corn and grain.
What he would do between crops, he would grow
grass,
and then
roll it up
and dry it for the winter. So that field was growing grass and helping the nutrients in the soil.
The bottom line is, you can raise cows from baby calves to ready to be processed without feeding them a single kernel of corn, grain, or soy. It can be done. And then the additional water that the vegetarian agenda is saying that is, well, you got to remember this too, because you're that goes out the window, and now we're back at five gallons a pound. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the other side of that is, if it's wasteful to grow those crops to feed cows because it takes so much water, then it's wasteful to grow it for humans too. So in the article that I wrote, I looked at how much water needs to be applied to a crop of soybeans. Okay? And the amount,
over the lifetime of the soybean
over
growth.
The growing season.
Yes.
And it's, I'm paraphrasing it. I'm trying to open it up quickly, but it's like 18 gallons per pound of soy. It's here. It's here. 3 ounce serving of beef. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Here. I'm sorry. I couldn't get this open fast enough. So this is the story behind water and soy. A 1 acre crop of soybeans takes approximately 6 months from planting to harvesting. Irrigation requirements are determined by the depth in which each watering saturates the soil. This varies by climate as well as seasonal rainfall. A publication I found published by the Mississippi Agriculture and Forestry Division shows the average water needed must saturate the soil 1/4 of an inch in depth. But daily irrigation is wasteful due to evaporation. So they recommend once every 4 days to a 1 inch depth. To water an acre of land to the requisite 1 inch depth every 4 days requires 27,154.3 gallons of water. Over the course of a 6 month period of growing season, there is approximately 45 watering days. I did not account for rain days, so you can maybe back it down to 35, let's say, okay? This is a total seasonal water consumption of 1,235,521 gallons per acre of soybeans. According to Purdue University, the extracted bushel rate is 20 to 30 bushels. I use the higher number to give soybeans a fair advantage. A bushel of soybeans yields 60 pounds of soybeans. So you're right at 22.8 gallons of water per pound of soybeans. If anything, we can't keep growing soybean if you're worried about water. Now, everything. I didn't just throw these numbers out there like they do. It takes 2,400 gallons to raise a pound of beef. I backed everything up with the sources, and the sources are not in the business of lying. These are schools that are doing research on agriculture and animal husbandry.
Well, and then somebody else said, made mention of that there's not enough food to feed the world.
Yeah.
Well, I said, what about the food waste that we throw away $1 trillion worth of food a year, I think it was.
It's terrible. Okay. I want to get back on this just for a second longer. Okay, so that's the water part of the argument, okay? So then you have the, yes, but raising animals is destroying the planet. And they always point to a river or stream where a pig farmer mishandled waste and there's all poopy in the water. Okay? And this is bad. I am not condoning this. Okay? But then they fail to think about the impact on water that growing conventional crops has. Do you realize? So listen, the world's water is being poisoned, is what PETA says. Sludge poop water every day. Animals on factory farms make billions of pounds of manure. Yep, more poop, which ends up in lakes, rivers, and even in the drinking water. Yuck. And some of it ends up at your local Lowe's or Home Depot in a bag that you put on your vegetables. You know, the earth is a lot better at composting poop than it is neonicotinoids. Okay? So I get the idea how gross it is to have poop in the water, but you give it some time and the earth knows what to do with that. It gets rid of it. Okay? But more importantly, factory farms are the greatest criminals when it comes to mishandling of animal waste. But let's not forget the animal waste is organic material that the earth is quite used to decomposing and repurposing. Heck, some of us put this stuff in our gardens on our veggies. I will submit now that conventional modern agriculture is the worst offender of our waterways and watersheds. According to the EPA's own website on pesticides, the world crops receive 5,291,000,000 pounds of chemical pesticides and 3,635,000 pounds of herbicides just between 2006 and 2007. That's the only time they even looked at it, because apparently they don't think it's important. Okay? Now, these numbers, unfortunately, are 10 years old. I guess it's not really that important to them. I'm reading from the article that I'm going to publish on my website. For those of you who want all the links to this stuff. Chemical pesticides have been blamed for contaminating oceans. Elisa's telling me slow down. Waterways, streams, lakes, and show up in municipally treated water in big cities hundreds of miles away from where they're sprayed. I get it. The CAFO out in the, you know, Arizona farmland that's poisoning the water is poisoning the water in that area. But those crops that we all embrace, that we think are so good that everybody should get away from meat, they are the reason for the poisoning in the water. They're the reason for the aquatic life being sexually changed. They're the reason. There was one story I found that'll be in the article where 5,000 non-game fish and 1,300 salmon were killed in one afternoon when an atrazine, is that what it's called, the pesticide, yes, accidentally got in, washed off into a river.
So that my question is, how come they want to talk about the manure being in the water, but they don't talk about the pesticides or the herbicide runoff?
This is my point. This is why I say, someone said, well, make sure you're fair about when you talk. I am being fair. You know why? Because for all the time, all we do is get hacked to death because we eat meat. We're always told that it's irresponsible, it's bad for the planet. That is not true. If anything, the thing that's destroying the planet. Oh, and by the way, that 5 million and 3 million pounds of chemical pesticides and herbicides, they increase greenhouse gases. Some estimates that they are as big of an offender as fossil fuel. Yes, as the gas you're burning in your car, the stuff that the farmer is spraying on his fields, all that's destroying, that's causing the planet to warm. When have you heard that on the news?
You don't.
No. When have you ever heard President Obama come out and say, and the other thing we need to look at, all these millions of pounds of chemical pesticides and herbicides we're using because they are causing greenhouse gases to go up?
No, they're saying it's the farts from the cows.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. That's exactly what I said. I guess they're talking about the cow farts. Come on, people. Look, I'm not saying don't eat vegetables. I'm saying we need to change the way we produce our food, all of it.
But, and there's a problem. The bees are going extinct. The butterflies are going extinct. I mean, what about that from all the pesticides,
yes,
and herbicides?
Yes. The effects of damage to this planet from growing our vegetables is so much further reaching and dangerous than the poop that's getting into the water at a cow by a farm. I'm sorry. You don't want to hear this because you don't want to let go of your agenda. But I'm telling you, we need to start raising our animal protein properly, and we need to rein in the way we grow our vegetables. I mean, think of the stupidity that California, a state that is like in trouble with water, has all the crops of almond crops that require fivefold more water than any other crop in the world.
80% of the world's almonds are grown in California.
This is, look, I don't care. That's just stupid. That's just stupid. That's like saying, we're going to start growing vegetables in Antarctica. We're going to import sunlight. We're going to put, you know, are you joking? That would be the most expensive proposition in the world. Grow it where you can grow it. But we have to take a break.
Okay, I just want to say this. According to a 2015 report by the World Resource Institute, one-third of all food produced worldwide gets wasted. One-third. That's about $1 trillion in the U.S.
That's sad. To anybody out there who throws food away.
So people are worried about feeding the world. Let's start with our trash and our waste first.
Well, how about taking smaller portions and not going to the big buffet because it's all you can eat? How about, you know, if we start portion controlling ourselves, that means less food is wasted.
And then maybe people might lose a little bit of weight.
So someone posted one day about the food hunger problem. And I said, I have the solution. All the fat people give half their food to the people who don't have food, and we solve two problems. They have food, and you get skinny. I actually said that. I'm sure I insulted some people. I want to pick up on this just for a second longer on the other side, and then I will have a full article with references. And again, my message is moderate. I'm not telling people not to eat vegetables because they are really destroying the planet legitimately. I'm saying we need to change the way we produce our food. That is the issue that Arnold Schwarzenegger and James Cameron should be talking about, but they're not because they're political pawns.
And we've done shows that show that organic farming is better. I mean, the outcome, what you reap.
Yes, you produce just as many bushels as
you would conventional farming.
Yes, yes. And that was a Washington State study that we talked about. All right, we're going to take a break. Stay tuned.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95
95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. I am not against vegetables. I am not against people eating more vegetables. I think people need to eat more vegetables. I think people need to be very selective where they get their vegetables from, because it'll be healthier for them and healthier for the planet. If we force people who grow vegetables to stop poisoning the planet, nothing but good can come from that. And when you talk about beef or raising animal protein being the big offender, you're wrong. Conventional agriculture is a much bigger offender of destroying the planet and poisoning people. So one last thing I want to talk about. The other thing that PETA points to is the rainforest. The rainforest is something that everybody is like, oh, we don't want to lose the rainforest. And I understand that. That's true. They say land is being destroyed. Countries around the world are bulldozing huge amounts of land, including tropical rainforests and pine forests. They do this to make more room to raise animals for food or to grow plants to feed those animals. This is not true, folks. The number one reason that the rainforest is being bulldozed today is the production of palm oil, which all the vegetarians and vegans probably love because they think, oh, this is really good. It's got a vitamin E in it. I love my palm oil, right? That's the number one reason for loss and deforestation right now of the rainforest. Guess what number two is?
What?
Mining. Mining. Mining of minerals. Mining of raw minerals.
Well, and the deforestation for the palm oil is killing off the orangutans. The orangutans are going to be extinct.
Yes.
So now you can add the orangutans to the list of butterflies and bees.
I just wish vegetarians would be more moderate. I just wish they would say to themselves, look, it's not the meat. It's not raising animal protein that's inherently bad for the planet. Because if it is, if in fact raising animal protein is bad for the planet, then raising vegetables is 1,000 times worse for the planet.
So in that thread yesterday, then we were going back and forth with one particular vegetarian or vegan or whatever he is. I brought up the fact that vegetarians and vegans are so
hell-bent on their dogma. Yeah.
And it's like,
it's a religion. It's a religion.
Do you remember the show? The woman came on who had written a book because she got sick while she was a vegetarian.
She was a vegan. She was a high-level vegan who had written several books about being a vegan. She had a very popular blog, and she jumped ship, and she got death threats.
She got death threats. So I posted the show and put that on there, and he said, well, that's just one case. One case doesn't equal whatever it was. But it's not. There was a blog, another... there was a blogger just recently, Emily somebody, just recently, she got death threats because
she was blogging
and then she decided not to be a vegan any longer.
You know what's really funny? The same people who are interested in helping the planet by being vegetarians and vegans are also the anti-bullying crowd. You know, they're the ones that come out and say, oh, you know, cyberbullying needs to be... Well, they cyberbully people when they leave the vegetarian vegan world. But that's different, see? That's acceptable. Look, again, I am not telling people that just because growing our vegetables is destroying the planet that we should stop eating vegetables. That's just dumb. What I'm saying is all of our food production needs to be readdressed in a way that we are not destroying the planet. And that's animal protein and vegetables together. And anything short of that, you're promoting the wrong message. Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're promoting a vegan, and now they have a delivery service for vegan food. It's like, this is a movement, folks. It's not a dietary template grounded in nutritional science and fact. It's a visceral response to, oh, I feel sorry for animals. We have to stop eating animals. And that's what it's driven from.
Okay, so now I have an article here about a hip-hop guy, DJ K-H-A-L-E-D,
Khalid.
He's just the latest in a growing line of hip-hop artists who have sworn off eating meat.
Yeah. See how long it lasts.
Jay-Z and Beyonce embrace it. And then there's, I mean, they named all these people that I don't know who they are.
See, this is something we were talking about during the break. We think that these celebrities are so smart. They're being co-opted too. I'm not saying that Jay-Z and Beyonce are evil. I'm not saying this Khalid guy is evil. I'm not saying Arnold Schwarzenegger and James. They are being given a message from government. And they're being told, look, if you want to do something good for the planet, you need to get this message out there. They're being disserviced as well. They're being lied to as well. These lies go around the internet forever. 2,400 gallons of water to produce a pound of beef. That is just a blatant, stupid lie that if you even have a marginally functioning brain, you got to ask yourself, how could that be? How could farmers afford to raise these animals?
So there was another disturbing article that I found. There's a girl in Australia who is a vegetarian,
mm-hmm.
and she has two young children, of which one she's currently breastfeeding, and then the other one looks like he's about 3 years old. I think he's about 3 years old. I showed you the photo.
The first thing I said was, wow, his stomach is very distended. Where do you see distended stomachs like that? In impoverished nations where children are starving to death, and Sally Struthers is saying, just your 75 cents a day could save this little child and be out. They all have those distended stomachs. They have those distended stomachs because they're not getting enough nutrition. So the organ that's responsible for extracting nutrition has to grow.
She follows 80% carb, 10% fat, and 10% protein. And the protein is, if she's a vegetarian,
vegetable
it's not
protein.
A complete protein.
Right, right. And we already, so shame on her because there's plenty of stories out there about women who are vegans breastfeeding their babies and their babies getting deathly sick because they weren't getting all the nutrition. Her, that child, the older child, if you find this picture, you search for this story, you look at this child's stomach. This child has a stomach that starts at the thorax, pops out, goes all the way down to right above the pelvic bone, and goes back in. This child has a distended stomach. You see this level of distension in impoverished nations where children are starving to death, and she's going, my children are healthy. She is a dimwit. This is all about an agenda. This is not about nutritional science and health, folks. And again, my message is moderate. I'm not saying just because growing our vegetables is destroying the planet, really, and that's provable. I'm saying we need to make our food differently to stop destroying the planet, and that goes for vegetables and beef and pork and chicken and lamb and everything else. The food industry is destroying the planet by trying to find the easiest way to get this stuff done. That is what needs to be addressed, folks. Not that, oh, we need to abandon this category of food because it's related to destruction of the planet. We have to take our last commercial break.
Okay, and I want to stay on this just one more story longer when we come back.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back. We got some acknowledgments to make about some studies that were sent to us from listeners that I want to talk about too.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Superhuman Radio has has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
My name is...
Welcome back.
Hi, my name is...
So, the person that I was talking about, I'm not going to name him because I really like the guy, said that he's not going to listen to the show anymore, and it's just sad. And now he said... what I said was, too bad you're not more open-minded. My message is moderate. I'm not saying just... because growing veggies is destroying the planet, we should stop eating the veggies. He said, no, I disagree with your so-called research. Everything's going to be up in the blog.
And why?
All the links to the blog.
Why is it so-called research?
Because it's so-called.
Why is it? Okay, well, he posted something on the thread. Why is his research good, but yours isn't?
Because it's agenda-driven. That's what it is. It's sad. It's really, really sad. Because I say at the end of the day, if your diet's working for you, if you're a vegan and your diet's working for you and you're lean and you're healthy, you have no health problems, you're doing great, then rock on, I say. That may not work for everybody. My message is moderate. Vegetable growth, growing vegetation, vegetables for our food is destroying the planet. How can you even go to the EPA website? How can you deny that 5 million pounds of one chemical and 3 million pounds of another chemical on our food, in our dirt, in our water, that's feminizing fish and killing wildlife? How can you say, nah, I disagree with your research? I mean, I just don't get it. And
it's
meanwhile,
on the EPA's website.
Yes. And meanwhile, when we look at the research done by the anti-beef establishment, they give no sources for anything. They just throw numbers out there. It takes 2,400 gallons of water to raise 1 pound of beef. Show me where that comes from. Show me something that, where I can estimate that. I mean, I think the saddest part of all this is not that someone agrees or disagrees with me, but they don't really care enough to go and find out for themselves. That's what I think is sad. Show me the numbers where you prove to me that it takes 2,400 gallons of water to produce a pound of beef. Show me the numbers. No.
So you know how people are have adopted...
I didn't call people who don't eat meat stupid. I said that people who disagree with this idea that meat is destroying the planet, but vegetables are stupid. You have to be stupid to ignore the fact that the largest crops that we grow that are chemically laden are not destroying the planet and just want to blame it on the CAFOs. That's true. You have to be devoid of all critical thinking to say, how is pesticides ending up in municipal water 100 miles away from a city where there's a farm? How is that happening? That's it. I'm done. I'm sorry if you're not going to listen to the show anymore, but I'm sorry. I think the moderate message is we need to change all of our food production, not abandon meat. That's it.
Okay, so you know the Meatless Mondays and how people are promoting Meatless Mondays.
Yeah.
There's a senator in Iowa who is trying to stop the military from adopting Meatless Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular website I'm looking at, which I think is a vegan-driven website, is lambashing her, saying that there are studies that show that men and teens don't need the amount of protein that they're consuming.
Well, I mean, guys in the military and gals in the military need more protein, not less, because they're athletes. They're working hard every single day. So talking about studies in the general population don't apply to people in the military or athletes, for that matter.
The Humane Society and the Coast Guard began a partnership to reduce meat consumption by 10% at the Coast Guard Academy by 2017.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, this is the message right now. This is the, and no one is questioning the realities of this message. And the realities are, you know, growing vegetables is much more harmful to the planet. And I mean, it doesn't. The research is out there, and it's not research provided by a website that's anti-vegetable. It's research that's coming out of great land grant universities.
This website says we all need protein to survive, but federal research has found, they don't state what research, the average American man is consuming almost twice as much protein as he needs a day, while women are consuming 1.5 times as much as they need.
Yeah, and we know, well, you know what? We could belabor this. Again, the message is moderate. We need to change the way all of our food is produced and not just abandon meat. That's the bottom line. Okay, so I got an interesting message from August Brown White about a research study that was published in the UK's Daily Mail that we're seeing a dramatic drop in hand strength, grip strength, in millennials compared to their parents and their parents' parents.
Interesting.
Now they're citing it because they don't really do any hard work. They don't do any labor. I don't know that that's it per se.
They don't eat enough protein.
Well, that could be it too. I don't know. It could be. You're right. But what we do know is that grip strength, I mean, we've done too many shows to even mention early on, grip strength is directly related to longevity. They did one study.
Oh, you did a show about that.
Well, I did one back in 2007 with somebody from the Veterans Administration in California. And there were like 9,000 men in that study. And they looked at grip strength at the beginning of the study. I think they followed them for 20 years. They looked at grip strength throughout the study. And the men with the weakest grip strength were the ones that died the soonest. So we know that grip strength is a correlate for frailty and longevity.
He unfriended me.
Oh, that's okay. I figured that was coming. That's okay. You know what? I hope that he gets the right answers. That's all I can say. I think he's just being, I know that he's dabbled with the vegetarian vegan diet over time and then backed out of it and got back into it. You know, I don't think you should abandon meat. That's all I'm saying. I think it's a mistake. I don't know what else to say. What else do we have?
I think that's about it.
Okay. So I'm sorry about this. You think people got turned off by my rant?
I don't know.
I'm just so tired of animal protein being beaten to death and being blamed for destroying the planet. It's just not true. It's just not true. And so it's time to, you know, pass the truth around. I know it's unpopular, and I'm probably going to be unpopular because of it, but if anything, the crops we grow are destroying the planet. All right, we'll see you by Monday.
Bye.